If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin's family saved the Easter Bunny. What was happening that the Easter Bunny was in crisis and needed Kevin to come to the rescue?
I don't know if we did. I feel kind of bad about
it. Yeah, you kind of actually let the Easter Bunny down, to be
honest.
Yeah,
we did. You know, okay, so there's a new business opening up in Grafton, and they are hoping to have the Easter Bunny come by as, you know, to greet kids with ice cream. Okay, that's great. That's wonderful. But they had to have a height requirement for somebody to be in the suit.
That makes sense. Those suits are really big. Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, the Easter Bunny's pretty busy, so it has to be, you know, a substitute Easter Bunny. And my son met the requirements to fit in the suit. And we're like, this is great. This could be, like, your first job.
It's going to be his big break.
Yeah, you know, you get to know him. You get to dress up for a couple hours.
This almost sounds like his big acting break. Like, this is going to be your first, like...
This is it.
What was your first job? I played the Easter Bunny.
This is it. All right. So... We kind of corresponded with this business through my daughter, Kennedy.
So you reached out to the business and everything.
Yeah, and we're like, hey, we got a guy for you. A couple hours,
He's been prepping.
And they said, that's great. We can't pay him because we're a new business and we're still kind of figuring out, you know, all the monetary stuff. But we can pay him an ice cream.
Oh, usually it's exposure. Like, you're going to get some really good Easter Bunny exposure.
We'll put in a good word with the big guy.
Yeah, you might get some other Easter Bunny gigs.
And then Jackson was like, couple hours in a suit for ice cream.
He didn't want to do it for ice cream.
I'm surprised. You guys love sweets.
Would you have done it for ice cream?
Oh, I would. I was like, got a bigger suit. You know, because
you weren't tall enough. Why didn't you take the game?
It's got to be like exactly 6 foot and an X, you know, certain weight. Jackson is that perfect size.
Really? They were very specific.
Who knew? Asking someone to do that for free is crazy.
Yes. That was.
And they were free. It was ice cream.
Yeah, it was
ice cream. I love ice cream.
Right, you should do it.
I didn't know if I meet the requirements.
Well,
I'm 5'11".
So we're like, okay.
I'm actually 5'10". I lied.
Damn,
I just lied. I just lied about my height. I just tried to make myself look cooler. I'm 5'10", guys. I just want to confess. I don't want to live a life of lies.
He said that and then immediately regretted it.
If I'd known that, I would have said, okay, Brett Meg is available. You can get him. Yeah. Here he is. Here's his number.
He's willing to lie about his height.
But since it's a new business and since, you know, we kind of know it's in Grafton and we want to help out local businesses, Kennedy was like, hey, I got a better idea. Okay, since we can't use Jackson, and since it is a free appearance, you know, they don't have the money to pay somebody, why don't you as a business contact the high school and get somebody for service hours to be the Easter Bunny?
You came up with that idea?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Kennedy did.
For the family, Kev.
You know, I mean, my idea was, well, if it's just going to be free ice cream. You got to pay the kid, you know? I mean, this is the first...
Oh, you tried to convince them to cough up money?
Right, and they said, we don't have the money. You're lucky we have the suit.
Literally. I just can't believe how strict the Easter Bunny is to find his substitution. Like, he's really...
Well, because
it's very...
I mean, there's only a certain height and weight you can be to fit into the suit. So if you're 5'11",
and you like...
If you're 5'10".
And you like ice cream.
We got a good deal for you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.